This is the Power Guys Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening. Continuing today through Ezekiel, we're talking about our plans versus God's eternal forever plans. It's really hard to get our minds. My chair is so squeaky. Where is the WD-40, honestly? God's forever, that is going to be a forever that we take part in, should have more weight. And we're kind of analyzing how we can kind of remove ourselves from His big picture. Yeah, I think that's where we're going. So we're going to continue. We read yesterday 6 through 8. We're going to continue Ezekiel 14, verse 9. But if the prophet is prevailed upon to speak a word, it is I, the Lord. Listen to this. Who have prevailed upon the prophet. And I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. I don't know. Lately, there have been a lot of people that have come up and said, oh, I don't believe in God anymore. And these people have been speaking about God, talking about God, bragging about God, maybe prophesying about God. And now they're off the rails. This, if we understand, is in God's hands, the eternal hands. We don't have to look at what he said or she said and do this very earthly, now I'm going to disregard everything she said. What is that? What is that? It is my box that I had this person. Yesterday we talked about our storyboard versus God's storyboard. And on our storyboard, we had this picture of this person who once proclaimed that God, Jesus is Lord. And now they don't anymore. And so now we're like, see, Lord, and we're doing this thing. We're pushing it up in his face. Something went wrong. Something was wrong. Went wrong. You didn't have control over this. What is this saying right here? I do what I want. I speak through who I want to speak. I'm just starting to write a song about how God saves who he wants to. And it's this idea. We don't have to be discouraged because the unknown is known. And whatever you gleaned from that, you know, message on that, you know, immortalized on your storyboard in that little frame, whatever you learned, you can still learn. Because this isn't your story. This is God's story, and he does what he wants. They will bear the punishment of their iniquity, as the iniquity of the inquirer is, so the iniquity of the prophet will be. Remember, we talked about the basic idolater and then the prophet who's an idolater. If God chooses to speak through him, he's going to speak through him, but he's going, you know, not exempt. They will bear the punishment of their iniquity. Verse 11 now. In order that the house of Israel may no longer stray from me. Remember, we talked about yesterday. I don't want you to get the idea. I brought up the illustration of a parent and a child and how, you know, we as parents, we're fallible and we're sinful. And then we go about, the main idea there was, we go about trying to make our child into us or whatever, or our vision, the dream that we were not able to live out. So we want to live it through our child, whatever the case may be. And we find out that that doesn't work because we find out that this person is created by God. I didn't want you to make the relation God is, relate that God is a fallible human being trying to selfishly get their kid to, you know, make them money or whatever. You hear about it all the time. And he is not that person. So if the storyboard, the actual eternal storyboard is in his hands, we have to know. And for order for us to be able to trust him, we have to already understand that he is good and that he does good from beginning to the end. This isn't a God that changes. This isn't a God who wakes up in a bad mood. This isn't a God who there is any shadow of turning. There's no dark side. There is no whoops. There is no, like, you know, when we think of our parenting, how many times we've failed, how many times we've had to apologize. This isn't God. This is the one that we should surrender everything to. This is the one we should be daily surrendering our storyboards to. Whatever you have today, whatever you want to do today, whatever is my mission today, just let it be about you and what you are doing. So let's keep reading. And no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions. Thus they will be my people, and I shall be their God, declares the Lord God. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it, destroying its supply of bread, send famine against it, and cut off from it both man and beast. Now let's just sit there for a minute, because we're in the dispensation where God is somehow a Santa Claus and he would never do any of this, or he would never allow any of this. And it says right here that he would. Now, maybe there's disagreements, like maybe, you know, because Jesus came and took on the sin, that this is no longer necessary. But I would contend, and that most of what happens, let's just put the argument down, most of what happens is a result of the fall. But for the sake of argument, and I know we've heard this before, that it is a pretty privileged thing to claim that God is done exacting justice. It is mostly coming, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it might be mostly coming from a Western side of things, where we've pretty much had what we've needed, or, you know, without much on a basic societal level. We've had food, we've had jobs available, we've had freedom to move around, we've had religious freedom, basically all is well on the shore. But that is a privilege most of the world does not have. And most of the world that are Christian, when they suffer, now think about this, when they suffer under the hand of communist China, were aware that they're putting people in, Christians in jail, shutting down even the government churches. This is happening. There's a lot more happening with COVID and a slowly developing two-tiered society where the vaccinated are accepted into broader places like concerts and restaurants and have the freedom to work, and the ones that chose not to have the vaccine are suddenly on the outside. So if you're going to believe that God is done with that side of justice, what we just read, what are you going to do about the truth that God answers prayer? Because I guarantee Christians in jail right now, starving maybe, barely pulling it together, no freedom of movement, Afghanistan churches, I guarantee they're crying out to the one who holds the overall storyboard. Now, you either have to say, God doesn't hear them, they're wrong for wanting justice, or God doesn't answer prayer. One of those. God doesn't hear them, they're wrong for asking for justice, or God doesn't answer prayer. You have to go to one of those. So we're going to peace out with that and discuss that tomorrow. Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.